My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about if you should go to war with a larger company. So let's give you some context here. Yesterday, we're recording this as of August 14th, 2020. Fortnite decided to go all out. They basically added in-app payments and gave people a discount. And you're not allowed to do that inside of, you know, Apple's ecosystem or Android's ecosystem, because they charge either, Apple charges a 30% commission. And I believe for Android, it's about 20% or so. So both Android and Apple kicked them off the App Store. But what happened was Epic, which is the owner of Fortnite, by the way, they do $17 billion a year, I believe. They had their lawyers ready to go. So everything was drafted up, boom, lawsuit. And basically what happened next was they had this 1984 spin. They had a spin on Apple's 1984 ad where that person came out and she like spun around and threw this thing at the big giant TV. And so look, they were totally prepared to take off the gloves, ready to go crazy. And so, yeah, they're fighting this behemoth. $17 billion is the David. The Goliath is, what's Apple's market cap? Trillion, right?
Trillion. So over 1 trillion. They're actually climbing up closer to getting to 2.
There you have it. So what are your thoughts on this, Neil?
Look, at the end of the day, I believe you should do what's best for your customers and users. And if that means you have to fight someone, then do it. Because whatever is the best experience for your customers, your users, what benefits them the most, is what's going to win in the long run, even if that means you're going to have an uphill battle with a really large corporation.
Yeah, I think, you know, most people that are not in tech don't know about the Basecamp founders, how they launched Hey, and the, how they're fighting, they were fighting Apple, right? I don't know what ended up happening with that, but this is a much bigger example because everyone knows what Fortnite is. And for them to actually file a lawsuit and then go against them and create a really nice ad as well, that shows that, you know, they're sick and tired of being charged, you know, seemingly outrageous kind of rates. I mean, it's I actually think it's Apple's prerogative to charge whatever they want to charge. You know, you're free to come off the platform whenever. So we'll see how this plays out. You know, I think it's good PR. You know, from a marketing perspective, it's going to be good for Epic, you know, Fortnite to just, you know, be like, oh, like, yeah, someone's actually standing up to Apple and, you know, they're going to be in the news for a little bit more. And so we'll see what happens there.
And they're also big enough where they could potentially win, while most of the people who are trying to mess around with Apple are much smaller and they don't have the capital, while Fortnite has enough money. But in general speaking, you should do what's best for your users. And if that means you fight against someone, then so be it. As long as you're doing what's best and what's right and ethical, then go for it. You may not win. There's no guarantee of that, but you got to do what's right for people.
Yeah. I mean, the final thing I'll add is, look, that discount on, it's a permanent discount, right? So instead of paying $7 or sorry, instead of paying $10 for to buy coins for in-game items, it's actually $7 now, I believe, or $8. That's a significant discount because, you know, I remember back in the day when I was playing games, people were buying items and every little discount matters, right? Especially if I'm a high school kid and I don't have any money and I'm taking money from my parents, you know, every little dollar counts, all right? So I think they are doing best by their users. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. If you want to hang out with amazing founders and executives, we got a virtual event, a live event. Check it out. And that is it for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.